Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Real quickly, I want to remind everyone, it is time to make some phone calls. Capital Switchboard number 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That's the Capital Switchboard. You've got two senators and a congressman or woman, very important that they know who you are. Your senators need to vote no on Ketanji Brown Jackson. You need to call them, and especially I'm going to speak to our members of the program, those that listen in the great state of Utah. We're all over the great state of Utah every single day. To those listening in Utah, to those who are up in Maine or out in Alaska, but especially those in Utah, where I know we have a huge presence, you need to go directly to Mitt Romney's Senate office, his local office that's nearest to you, and you need to demand that they give you a form to fill out to express your disgust with his vote in favor of Ketanji Brown Jackson. You need to go knock on the man's door, and you need to make sure that his staff is made aware. I want you to be obviously peaceful, no threats, none of that. You're just going to walk in and you're going to say, I am a constituent of Mr. Romney's, and I need a form or a document from you that I can fill out to express my outrage at his vote in favor of Ketanji Jackson Brown, or Brown Jackson, and I want to make certain that he hears and gets this and knows that I'm voting no. Oh, we'll just check you off. No, uh-uh. I don't want to just be checked off. I want something from your office that I'm going to fill out that's going to tell him exactly how I feel. And those offices in Utah, the Mitt Romney offices, should literally be full of people sitting in there, walking in the waiting room, in the front room, however he sets those offices up. But you should pack the office with people that are there to tell him, we are disgusted that you have voted in favor of a woman that doesn't know what a woman is, and more importantly, that doesn't know that she needs to take pedophiles and get them off the street. Critical. All right. My next guest is Bart Marquis. He is a lifelong State Department. He's a diplomat. He's been involved in government. He's retired from that now, and he is speaking out. He is a voice that I very much respect and appreciate because he's seen behind the curtain of the Wizard of Oz. And I want to welcome Bart to the program. Bart, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Greg. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Well, we've got some big news going on with regards to Durham. I know that Durham was appointed. People have become, maybe skeptical about the situation. Mm-hmm. You know, is anything ever going to happen? Is anybody ever going to get in trouble? But Durham is what everybody has said that he is. He's a bulldog, and he's trying to build a case literally against the entire criminal DC establishment cabal. And you can't do something like that flippantly or overnight and expect it to stick and expect these guys to actually serve time for their crimes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He is not, if you want to do a football analogy, he is a slow grind coach. This isn't a passing team where you pick up 40 yards in one play. This is where you win the game by picking up 2 yards on one play and 3 yards on the next, and you just keep going for that first down. And, you know, I was one of those who was frustrated and skeptical because I thought he was going to come out with indictments before the election in 2020. I thought, oh, come on, a year. He's got plenty of time. That should be plenty of time to find out what these guys are doing. But these people, the Clinton people, Mark Elias, the senior partner at Perkins Coie Law Firm, former senior partner at Perkins Coie Law Firm, they are experts at hiding political skullduggery. That's what they do. And Durham knew that whatever he brought, he had to make it stick. He had to make it absolutely ironclad and sealed tightly. And that's what he's done. And he brought a charge last month, 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago, against Michael Sussman, this Perkins Coie lawyer, of making a false statement. And Sussman's lawyers came back and they said, oh, come on, that's not a big deal. You know, it wasn't material to anything. It didn't really matter. And you don't have any proof that he made a false statement. You don't have it in writing. You don't have any contemporary witnesses that said he made it. All you have is the word of the general counsel of the FBI, and it's his word against Sussman's. And so, number one, we don't think Sussman really made a false statement. And number two, it didn't matter to anything. Well, what Durham dropped on Monday was a huge bombshell, and it just blows apart the whole defense for Sussman. Because he says, actually, you know, he did put it in writing. Here is an email from Sussman to the general counsel of the FBI, James Baker. And, you know, here's one of the most important parts that everyone else is overlooking. The email starts out, "Dear Jim." These are guys that were on a first name basis. This isn't some, you know, attorney reaching out in a formal thing. This is a back channel communication to his buddy at the FBI. "Dear Jim, I have this information I'd like to give to you. There's no client interest in this. I'm doing this only to help the FBI." Boom. Right there, you've got him. The false statement charge is absolutely cemented with that email. They can't say anymore, oh, you know, he didn't really say that. They have it in writing in an email, which is forever. Two, on the case of whether it's material, it was very clearly set up. He set it up to try to influence the election. As soon as they brought this information, this negative information, which they had manufactured against Trump, they leaked it to the media to try to influence the election. So that blows away the material argument. Third, they say there were no contemporary witnesses. The minute James Baker finished with the meeting with Sussman, he called in his deputy, the deputy general counsel, right, and he called Bill Priestap, the head of counterintelligence division of the FBI, because what was it that they were charging this guy with? They were charging Trump with They said, oh, he has a secret server in the basement of Trump Tower, and it's communicating with Alpha Bank, a Russian bank that's got lots of connections to Putin and to it's owned by two of his closest oligarch friends and all. And we just happened to discover this doing research. Well, what Durham has found is that this research they were doing was bought and paid for by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. It was the research was them giving the IP addresses, the home addresses, the phone numbers, the contact information, the email addresses, everything that a surveillance team would need to spy on the president, his family, and his top advisors. And they were digging into computer networks. They were looking for anything that could be twisted to created to make create the impression that there was a connection to Russia. And that's what they did. They set about to create a Russian connection.
Of which there was none. It was all a phony and fake story, and now we see it. And then, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but they continued it while he was seated as the president of the United States. They continued to spy on him, and they continued their assault. So first it was against the duly elected president before he's sworn into office, but then it's against the president of the United States. This is RICO. This is, as President Trump said, this is way, 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 way beyond anything Watergate ever even thought about being, okay?
Way beyond.
This is potentially RICO, which is organized crime. And in addition to this, I would suggest that these individuals are potentially on the hook for treason.
Yeah. Well, and what Durham said explicitly, he said, they created a, quote, joint venture or conspiracy to carry out this project. And that raises the stakes for Sussman, because now Sussman isn't facing a charge of making false statements. And the penalty, if he's convicted, would be maybe a year and a half in jail and a fine and the loss of his law license. All serious things, but the thing that, you know, if it's a matter of income, the Clinton and their billionaire friends, they will always take care of the people who protect them until the people turn on them, and then those people, you know, have unfortunate railway accidents. But he was willing to roll over and take a bullet for what he had done when it's only a charge of making a false statement. But now it's a charge of conspiracy. And now he's looking at 5 to 20 years in a federal prison. They are not nice people in federal prisons. Now Mark Elias is looking at a charge of conspiracy. Now every one of those researchers who were cyber academic researchers who were creating this false impression, every one of them now faces a charge of conspiracy. And this increases the likelihood that one of them is going to turn state's evidence and confess.
Well, and now we'll get into it. But a key player, it says, according to April 5th, former technology executive who helped spy on the White House intends to invoke his right against self-incrimination. I guess, is that Sussman?
No, that's...
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times... and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Bart Marquise. And Bart, we're talking about this issue with Sussman, the new evidence that Durham has come forward with. Is that your grandbaby that I'm hearing in the background?
It is. I would apologize to your audience for the noise, but I think that most of them would rather listen to her than to me.
You know what? Look, the reason that you and I at this point in our lives are doing what we're doing, I turned 60 on Saturday, is for our grandkids, because we are so deftly concerned about the state of this country and the necessity to get this country. I think you believe with me, we got to turn back to God. We have got to get Jesus Christ back as the foundation, the rock of this country. We've got to recognize that God is the one that has given us inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we have got to fight for those things. And we have got to be willing to do whatever we need to do that follows his laws and is obedient to him. Jesus is king, not the cabal. And that's who we're talking about right now, is the Washington cabal. And so continue to tell us. So we had Rico. We were going to get into I think it's Jaffo.
Yeah, Jaffe.
Jaffe.
Rodney Jaffe. He was the CEO of a tech company, Neustar. And he was the guy in charge of creating the illusion of a connection between Trump and Russia. And he has now pleaded the fifth, or indicated that he intends to plead the fifth. And that's a serious move for all of the other co-defendants, eventual co-defendants in this conspiracy charge.
Right.
They all are now going to face the choice of having to plead the fifth, which says that they, you know, it says, yeah, I might be incriminating myself. And if he's saying I'm incriminating myself, then the pressure is on for them to say, well, I had nothing to do with what he's incriminating himself about, or explain themselves somehow. And you get dangerously close to perjury in times like that, when they're rushing to flee self-incrimination. Sooner or later, somebody's going to perjure themselves. And what the Democrats are really panicking about is that it seems very clear that Durham knows exactly what happened and who did it and when they did it, and he has the records to prove it. Mm-hmm. And now he's giving them enough rope to hang themselves on perjury and conspiracy charges and obstruction. Because if they try to coordinate with each other and say, listen, I'm going to say this, don't you say that.
Right.
Then it's conspiracy and obstruction. And everything they do creates a greater vulnerability for them, greater legal jeopardy. And these guys, they thought that they could cut a corner. They thought that they could violate the law. They thought they could bear false witness against Trump, and that it was justified because they were good and he was bad. And besides, nobody would ever find out because Hillary was going to win. And not only would they not get punished, they would get some sort of plum federal political job to reward them. And they would be rich and powerful for the rest of their lives. And, you know, they've sowed the wind and they're reaping the whirlwind. And it's only now starting to be clear to them what they've gotten themselves into. And they're starting to panic.
I guess I would say, well, they should. And maybe that's part of it, too. When you're doing the work that John Durham is doing, part of this, too, is you have to keep putting pressure on the other side.
That's right.
You know, and we'll talk about this in the next half hour about J6. But the government's doing that to innocent people that were in the Capitol on January the 6th, to the point that there are certain ones, one individual in particular, Matthew Perna, who was charged with 18 counts for staying within the boundaries, being ushered in through an open door by Capitol Police. And sadly, he took his own life. Government was saying that they were going to charge him with even more than the 18 things they were charging him with. in spite of the fact that there's video evidence that he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. But this is a different case.
So much unjust pressure on
him. This is a different case, and these guys are guilty. 30 seconds.
All right. You mentioned at the start of the segment that you have a lot of listeners in Utah. I want to echo what you said. If you live in Utah, go in person. It only takes a few minutes. Go in person. Take as many people with you as you can. Go by yourself. If you can't take others, you will find other people there. Go to the office.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And working on the graphic underneath Mr. Zink's name to make sure that it shows up real good, because I want you to know where to go to find Jeff Zink for the number 4, congress.com. All right. Hey, I'm very excited about my next two guests. I'm always excited to have my co-host with me. Rick Manning is the president of Americans for Limited Government. And man, if you're not getting his email blast so that you can get right in there, and I mean target the people that need to be targeted. Can we say that? Yeah, I'm going to say it. We need to target them with emails and phone calls and letters. And this is what I'm telling you, folks. Look, if you live in Utah, and I know a lot of you right now that are listening to me live in Utah. If you live in Utah, you need to find the closest Mitt Romney office you can find, and you need to drive over there, bring friends with you, and pack his office and demand that you are given a form, a comment form to fill out to tell Mitt Romney that you don't want a pedophile lover and somebody that doesn't know what sex they are and that has such a radical agenda against the Second Amendment, against freedom of religion, against freedom of speech, that thinks that people like you and I ought to be thrown into some kind of concentration camp. We don't want that kind of person sitting on the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And Mitt Romney is outside of his mind for having made a vote in favor of this individual. And you need to get upset. But in particular about the pedophile issue, look, don't wait till your kids come home with blood-stained underwear to do this. All right. My guest, Rick Manning, my co-host, Jeff Zink is my guest. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm not holding back. It is imperative that we start stopping the nonsense. I want to start with the Matthew Perna story because it's so egregious. And Jeff, you understand this firsthand because of what they're doing to pressure your son. Matthew Perna was a patriot, a 37-year-old man who went to support his president and went to simply ask that justice be served when it comes to the election process in the United States of America, was ushered into the Capitol, went through open doors, but they went after him. 18 counts they were going to hit him with, viciously pursuing him and threatening him to the point that he took his own life. Jeff, your thoughts?
Right. Well, one of the things is that I've stated this all along. You are supposed to be in America. You're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. I've made the statement over and over and over. This administration and what we're seeing right now, you're guilty until proven Democrat. And the differences between what's taking place. In this case, they're trying to hit him with 18 different counts. The problem that we're seeing is that there are no, you know, justice is supposed to be blind, and yet she's not. And they look around and they see, is this person someone that is on the opposite side of us? And if they are, then we're going to prosecute them. There's no difference between what we're seeing today and what Nazi Germany did, back in 38. They are rounding up people. They're persecuting them. There's absolutely no difference than what's happening in this regime right now than what we've seen in the past. And they've also erased history from our young children so that they don't understand what's taking place. But those of us that are old enough that have read history and understand this know what's coming.
Rick? Did I lose you? Mr. Manning?
We must have lost him.
I see him on here.
Sorry,
but
guys, I muted myself out.
Okay.
I was busy talking away. The erasure of history is so profoundly different than anything we've ever experienced that it is. I think anybody, no matter what they think about January 6th, can see that and be frightened. But just yesterday, somebody testified in the DOJ, actually DOJ admitted in court that many people who have been charged were let in by Capitol Police. Just open the door, come on in. And yet they still were charged, even though there was, they came in at the invitation of Capitol Police. So it's a, you know, the fact is what we're watching on the J6 stuff is just absurd. You've had your own experiences on that, Jeff. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, one of the things that I find it fascinating is that my son and I've made no secret of where we were. We walked up to the Capitol. We were on the porch on the Senate side. What we both videoed was a gentleman named Hunter Emke who was kicking in windows on the Capitol. So when we videoed it, I handed my card, my congressional card with my name, my phone number, and everything else, because I had already declared to be a candidate at that time. And I handed it to the sergeant there and said, when this kid is ready to be prosecuted, let me know. We'll provide you with the evidence. What transpired was on February the 4th, my son had his front end of his house. Actually, I had to be corrected because I just said kicked in his door. But he actually had the front end of his house ripped off, and the FBI came in through windows and back door that they kicked in, and there was 15 federal agents that arrested him at the time and all of that. What happened with Hunter? Not only was he arrested at that time, but he was released 20 minutes later, allowed to go back to California. And he was then allowed to go on his own to the federal building before a teleprompter and appear before the judge. My son was taken out in the middle of the night and then, sent back to Washington, D.C. and put into the gulag there where he spent 6 weeks. You tell me, one is a Republican, one is a Democrat. You tell me, what was the difference in the justice? One that was obeying the law and videoing a crime that took place, and now they're saying that he committed the crime and nothing has happened to Hunter. And so I'm sitting here going, this is a regime that is literally tearing apart the people that are fighting for our rights, which is one of the things that I am. I'm a First Amendment, Second Amendment. I carry 100% of the time, you know, so I'm sitting here looking at what is firsthand, what's happening, and the people need to wake up. Our church needs to wake up because they keep thinking that it's not going to happen to them until it happens to them. And what's going to happen is, They're complacent, so they're not doing anything. They're not going to come after them. They'll be the last people they'll come after, but trust me, they're coming.
And they have militarized all of these entities, the FBI, the CIA, the FCC, the FDA, the EPA, the BLM. Once again, we watched this under the Obama regime. This is the Obama regime 5.0. This isn't 2.0, ladies and gentlemen. This is 5.0. Biden, Pocum Joe Biden and his administration are literally dismantling the United States of America. Completely dismantling it. And woke corporations like Disney with its plot to destroy children and make them victims and sex slaves and get them prepared and groom them to become sex toys for pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks, this is the kind of sickness and evil and wickedness that we are fighting, and it is a fight. We are at war in the realm of the spirit and in the realm of the natural with very evil criminal individuals. That's what we're battling right now. Talk about the wokeism, if you would, Jeff, for a minute, and your thoughts with regards to what Disney's decided to do, and especially, you know, they've decided to take and politically attack conservatives in Florida.
Well, absolutely. And the Don't Say Gay bill doesn't exist. It doesn't say that. What it is it's saying that you cannot teach sex to kindergarten through third grade, the youngest children, that is the parents. The last I checked, God gives parents children. They're a blessing. The Bible tells us that they're a blessing. And he blesses parents with children. And so one of the things that really aggravates me is that they're doing all of these different things and getting you to go into the weeds, you know, just like the Supreme Court justice nominee. She states that she doesn't know what a woman is. Well, you know, the thing is that I taught anatomy and physiology at the Division I collegiate level, pre-med, pre-nursing, and we had anatomy and physiology, and we had cadavers out there. And one of the first things I always stated...
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can...
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Our guest is Jeff Zink, jeffzink4congress.com, the number four, Jeff Zink, Z-I-N-K, the number four, congress.com. My co-host, Rick Manning. You were explaining your position as a professor and identifying the sexual orientation of a cadaver, but helping your students to understand biologically that there is a difference between a man and a woman.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is that, as I was stating, when you look at the cadavers right there, you have a male and a female, and you can tell by the parts there. But the thing is that if you didn't have that, you stripped everything away and you just looked at the bones themselves, you can look at the hips. And if you make a fist and you can pass your fist between the center of the pelvis, that's a female. If you can't, that's a male. And it doesn't matter how you identify. So God will always be exalted no matter what in our flesh, because of who and how he made us.
Amen. Now, we want to talk about this issue because you are running for office in Arizona. And this is an Epoch Times article that was from April or March 31st. Arizona enacts law requiring proof of citizenship to vote in presidential elections. Talk to me about the significance of that, please, Jeff, for Arizonans.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the thing is that before this bill was passed and signed into law by Doug Ducey, the fact is that a person could walk up and say that they are a citizen of the United States and not have to present any identification whatsoever, and they would be given a federal ballot. So they would be able to vote for the president, the Senate, and the Congress. They wouldn't be able to vote down ballot. Now, with this bill, you will have to present and show with a picture who you are, and then you will then obtain a ballot at that time. But if you can't prove that, then they turn you away. It's very significant.
Wow. Wow. So repeat that again. In the past, they could do what?
They could walk up and say that they were a citizen, but did not have any proof whatsoever. They were given a federal ballot,
okay,
which means vote for the president, Senate, and Congress, and that's it.
And now they have to prove citizenship in order to be able to receive that ballot.
Correct. So what we're looking at is a couple of other voter integrity and election integrity laws that are also in the process of getting out of committee. We're going to get them to the floor. Things that are that we're trying to get is one-day voting, Dominion machines, Smartmatic software will be illegal to use. It will be hand counted, and we're going to shorten the time frame of when a person can vote. We can't have 3, 4, 5 months of voting and then have the day of voting and then have it shut down and stopped overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Count the ballots of how many were separated. See, this all came out of the Arizona audit, and I was the only congressional candidate that worked the Arizona audit. So I saw firsthand. So while I went to January 6th, to support a president that I thought that the election was stolen, I'm the only congressional candidate in the country that can say, I know for sure that it was stolen, and I know how it was stolen, and I know where it was stolen in all of the 50 states as well, because we then started looking at all the other states, and I went to 7 other states, and only Wisconsin and Texas took me serious enough to actually start looking into it. Wisconsin's about to decertify their election, and Texas is finishing up a 4-county full forensic audit.
Rick, I know you were heavily involved in pushing for these things. Do you have any questions for Jeff with regards to the 7 states that he visited, and in particular, the evidence that he might have be able to share with us?
Let's talk about Arizona in particular, because the headline that came out that went in the national press was Arizona audit finds everything okay. And then if you read the other 267 pages, it all said something different. But can you give us a couple of things that actually went wrong in Arizona? Obviously there's a lot of reforms being done, but things that you can say, okay, well, we had thousands of people who were out of state voting, thousands of people who weren't at the address they were supposed to be voting, those kind of things. So people could get a sense of what went wrong and apply it to their state.
Oh, absolutely. And so one of the things that really took place that we saw were ballot harvesting that took place. One of the things that we're trying to do is that like with my wife and I, we live here at our home. So we can't be in possession of more than 2 ballots. We're going to start making sure that people can't harvest ballots. That was one of the number one things that we saw. Other things were that there were in the mail rooms, we came across all kinds of evidence where votes had been thrown away, and some of them were recovered, and it was surprising that all of them were Republicans, so they didn't get included into the ballots themselves. We had mail-in ballots that had no folds in them. I'm sorry, but if you mail a ballot, you have to fold the ballot and it has to go through. There was no impression that it had ever gone through any of the process of going to be mailed out and mailed back.
Yeah, hold on, let's just explain that a little clearer. So in order to mail in a ballot in Arizona, you have to fold the ballot, put it in an envelope, and then the ballot then goes through the postal system with all those little machines running it over to flatten it. And you had ballots that didn't have a fold, that were absentee ballots?
They were absentee ballots, and they were no folds, and there was no impression at all. They had just been printed. We also had different shades of ballots themselves. Now, the Arizona Senate and House had passed a law about the ballots themselves. They were supposed to be a certain height, a certain width, a certain thickness, and some other things that I can't go into detail with because I'm still always bound by an NDA for the process of the ballots. However, we found yellow and off-white and a gray and a darker gray and all different types of colors that did not match the lawful ballots that were supposed to be used. And so those are what we would consider unverifiable ballots.
Sure.
Now the thing is that what I always tell everybody is they go, well, gosh, you know, you found more ballots for Biden than what we first processed, so Biden won, right? Well, I talk to people just like this. If I give you $1,000 and 400 of it is Monopoly money, and you take it down to the bank and you deposit $1,000, at the next day, do you have $1,000? See, it doesn't matter whether we found more ballots for Biden or not. The fact is that the unverifiable ballots taint the whole system, and Arizona's system is completely corrupt in the fact that we have more ballots that were sent out to the Arizona people. We had over 2,000 more come back than what was sent out by our Secretary of State. So, again, these little things, these anomalies.
We don't have much time. I don't want to miss that point. The Secretary of State sent out a certain number of ballots.
Correct.
And we know that sometimes, in most cases, only 85-90% gets sent back. Okay, that's a pretty high number. But in your case, more than 100% of the ballots got sent back.
Correct. We also have, in Pinal County, where we started another
audit. Tucson.
That's in Tucson. And we found that we had precincts that actually had an average of 40-50% voting over the history. They had over 100%. In one of them, it was 124%.
Let me jump in. We're going to run out of time, but 120% is impossible. Okay. That's more than that's sending out 1,000 ballots and getting 1,200 back. You can't do it. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line online accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.